Southern California Assemblymember Dr. Corey Jackson, who represents Moreno Valley, introduced the legislation and says law enforcement's use of canines has its roots in racist policies that continue today.
From the brutal attempts to quell the civil rights movement, Black Lives Matter protests, and their day-to-day use in law enforcement, police canines remain a gross misuse of force, victimizing Black and brown people disproportionately. The California Department of Justice, in their use of force data from 2021, found that injuries caused by police canines accounted for 12% of cases and resulted in severe injury or death. Nearly two-thirds of all people seriously injured or killed by police canines were Black and Latino.
He says Blacks are more than twice as likely to be attacked by police canines than any other group in California, and Latinos are more than twice as likely than whites to be attacked by police canines.
In 2020 and 2021, police canines seriously injured 186 people in California alone, causing serious injuries with greater frequency than batons or tasers. Most importantly, many of these bites can create lifelong injuries. So let's make this clear. Lifelong injuries before you're proven guilty. We're already giving out life sentences before someone is even proven guilty in the first place.
The California Police Chiefs Association is opposing the legislation. In a statement, President Chief Chris Catron of Redlands in San Bernardino County said canines are an effective, non-lethal tool and, quote, reduce more force than they ever use, and banning them goes too far, unquote. But critics say law enforcement have used canines in minor crimes, at times just to intimidate suspects. And in some incidents, canine attacks have been fatal. The ACLU is supporting the bill. Carlos Marquez is with ACLU Action.
Despite the well-documented dangers posed by police canines, no state or federal standard currently exists to regulate how they are used. AB 742 would change that. By banning the use of police canines for apprehension and crowd control, we will protect the constitutional rights of people like Tatiana Hargrove, who was subject to intimidation after asking a Kern County sheriff if he had a warrant when demanding her backpack. This will protect people like David Sal Silva, who died after sheriff's deputies released a canine to attack him.
San Jose Assemblymember Ash Kalra is a co-sponsor of the legislation. It's also backed by the NAACP, the nation's longest-running civil rights organization. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.